Lawyers acting on behalf of an Iranian asylum seeker who's been sent to Manus Island have lodged a challenge in the High Court. It's the first legal challenge to the government's Papua New Guinea asylum policy, which was announced a month ago. Not much is known about the man at the centre of the case, other than that he came to Australia by boat and that his cousin sought help from lawyers in Australia. They had originally lodged the case in the federal court, but have now moved their application to the High Court. The government says it will be vigorously defended. Barrister Mark Robinson, SC, will represent the man. He spoke to Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.
He came from the Islamic Republic of Iran. He came to Australia by boat. I can't tell you his name because I'm not permitted to, but he can be known as S156 of 2013, which is the High Court number given to him as at 2 o'clock this afternoon when we commenced proceedings in the High Court for him. He claimed refugee status when he came to Australia, and as soon as he did so, he was removed from Australia against his will and sent to Papua and New Guinea.
Why does he fear being sent back to Iran?
He believes he has a well-founded fear of persecution because of his race, religion, or his political opinion. And he believes he is a refugee in accordance with the Refugee Convention.
Who approached you to represent him, to go to court and represent him?
Well, I was instructed by a solicitor, Adrian Joel. Adrian was approached by the plaintiff's, and he is a plaintiff now, by the plaintiff's cousin who has residency in Australia.
Do we know how old he is?
I don't know his exact age, and that some more details will be coming through about him, but even if I did know his exact age, I don't think I'm at liberty to describe him in that kind of detail to you.
On what grounds are you going to challenge the decision to send your client to Papua New Guinea?
Well, we have challenged the decision. The plaintiff has. He's done it on two grounds. Firstly, the declaration that was signed by the minister back in October last year, that's the Minister for Immigration, which declared Papua New Guinea a regional processing country. It was that decision that permitted the Commonwealth to collect boat people and to send them to Papua New Guinea. He's currently on Manus Island, which we're told is for processing, and he will be sent to the mainland of Papua New Guinea, and we don't know where or in what conditions he'll be when he is sent to the mainland. But he's been removed after he made an application for refugee status in Australia, something which is a very serious thing. We've challenged the legality of the declaration on half a dozen grounds of judicial review or administrative law grounds. The primary group of grounds are that the Minister for Immigration failed to take into account relevant considerations that he was obliged to take into account, and that he had regard to things that he shouldn't have taken into account. It's also fair to say that it's subject of legal unreasonableness in that it's, in the circumstances, a decision that no sensible minister acting with real appreciation of their job would have decided.
What outcome are you seeking from this court action in particular?
We're seeking the declaration, which is of general application, that Papua New Guinea is a regional processing country. We want that set aside, so declared invalid. And we want the client returned to Australia so that he can be processed, his refugee application can be processed in the normal course.
It would have also broader ramifications for other people who've been sent to Papua New Guinea?
I expect so, but again, it's not for me to comment on the broader ramifications, but I think as far as I understand it, the only source of authority for Australia to be sending boat people to Manus Island and then the mainland of Papua New Guinea is by reference to this declaration, and it happens to be the same declaration that we are attacking, yes.
The key tenet of the High Court's decision on the Malaysia solution turned on the fact that it wasn't a signatory to the UN Convention, and therefore the court didn't have the confidence that people could be afforded their basic rights here. The government has made much of the fact that both Papua New Guinea and Nauru are signatories to the Convention. How will you attempt to combat that argument?
Well, that may be. I don't know if that was the situation back in October 2012 when the declaration was made, and it will be determined on the basis of the law as at the 9th of October 2012. But whether it's a signatory or not doesn't play a large part in the challenge, in this particular challenge. There were other factors that the minister failed to take into account. One of them, for example, is that the minister expressly said that he is not going to take into account the issues relating to the domestic law of Papua New Guinea or the international obligations of Papua New Guinea. He expressly said, I won't take them into account. Now, those things are plainly relevant, and it's incredible to believe that he can make a lawful decision without regard to those factors.
Mr. Robinson, who's funding the case? Cases like these aren't inexpensive.
Well, it's being run, and it's being funded, I presume. I don't know, and it's not for me to comment on its funding, but it's certainly being run.
Barrister Mark Robinson, SC, speaking to Chief Political Correspondent Sabra Lane.